Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Dear Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together again into your house to hear your words. Lord, we ask that you give us the understanding that we hear what we need to hear and not necessarily what we want to hear. Father, show us the way. Lead us. And we love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We wanna see, we wanna
Though the darkness may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain.
Here. A lot of good messages out today. I invite everybody to go back and re-listen to them again. You run across many people out there that call themselves Christians. But if they didn't tell you they were a Christian, you'd never know it. But they throw it out there as a badge, as a credential. But do they act like a Christian? What is a Christian supposed to act like? We're supposed to be, as Christians, a reflection of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to do what Jesus Christ did. But when you look at most Christians that call themselves Christians out there, you don't see that reflection. It's a badge or a title that they throw out there. There's a lot of misconstrued information that comes out of the churches. And there's a lot of people out there that just want to feel good about themselves, that won't truthfully look in the mirror and see who they really are. What are we really? When you look at yourself in that mirror, and I'm not talking about in a physical mirror, some of us will crack such things if we look at them. Some of us claim that we break cameras. But I'm talking about looking in the mirror as looking at yourself through an objective eye of what you do and what you say and how you act. Not in the past, in the present. Do you reflect the love of God? Do you reflect the agape love that Jesus Christ showed? Or are you a Christian that has taken Christ's name in vain? People say actions speak louder than words. And I know one of Richard's favorite sayings is, preach the gospel. And if you have to, use words. That's important. When somebody sees you, are they identifying you as, oh, that's the guy from down at the bar? Or that's the guy from down at the street corner? Or that's the person, you know, that was passed out all over the place a week ago? How do they identify you? How do they look at you? And are you worried about how people look at you and identify you? Or are you worried about how Jesus Christ looks down upon you and how He identifies you? In the world, it doesn't matter. And what the world thinks doesn't matter. There are people out there that want all Christians dead, to obliterate all of Christianity and anybody who claims it. This is a fight. We are in a battle. Number one, against our own flesh and blood. Because our bodies want to do the things that feel good. Our bodies want to eat the things that taste good. Doesn't matter if they're good for you or not. We don't want to feel bad things. We don't want to think about bad things. That's why the two most important things in everyone's life that affect your life daily are the two things that most people avoid even talking about. And one of them I don't care for either direction, which is politics. And the other one is Jesus Christ. Most of them label it religion. That's the two things that affect your life more than anything else in the world. Politicians get together and they make what Christians do a criminal act. I mean, we've all seen in the news notices where evangelical Christians should be looked upon with an eye as possibly being terrorist organizations. That's actually been put out by part of the military for this supposed great country. We have to turn away from the world. We have to turn away from the worldly things. We have to fight and turn away from the things that this body wants and have to go and instead pay attention to what our spirit needs. There's only two directions you can go. There's only two destinations that come at the end of this life. One is hell, damnation, fire, permanent separation from God. And the other is the glory and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ and being with Him in heaven. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? It's a decision that you have to make. It's a decision that you have to live with. There are people who have made up their mind that they're going to hell, and they figure that's it. But that is not it. Every day that you're breathing on this earth is a time when you can change your mind. You can make a decision to live for Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is get down on your knees, humble yourself, pray to Him and ask Him to forgive you and to show you or lead you to someone who will show you what you need to do to attain everlasting life. Amen. That's all I've got.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. See You high lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart. your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. See you high, lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you for going out with us in this world, for being with us, guiding us, and directing our paths, and we thank you, Lord, for watching over all those who are out on the road today, for your name, to do your work, and we just praise you, and we love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.